This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all and welcome to another episode in our Ramadan series, Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's episode comes from Dubai, subhanallah. I am in Dubai, walillahi alhamd, after being blessed to visit Makkatul Mukarramah and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the Umrah this Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from me and from all those who observed Umrah this Ramadan and to bless us with the rewards of those who observed Umrah in Ramadan. Ameen, Ya Rab. Alhamdulillah, the few hours I've been in Dubai has also been special. Got to pray with a wonderful righteous Imam and also spend time with a student of mine, mashallah, who is very dear to me. I love him sincerely. And not only is he a student, but he's also a means for me. Allah made him a means for me to teach thousands of students here in Dubai, mashallah, tabarakallah. So it's been blessed all around. And as I wait to catch my flight to Manchester, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get me there safely, I share with you a reflection dedicated to the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Why, brothers and sisters in Islam? Because as this episode comes to you, it comes to you in close proximity to the last 10 nights. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, we've said time and time in our series how Ramadan is a gift, and it is a gift containing gifts. It is a gift that keeps gifting. The greatest of these gifts, or from the greatest of these gifts, is this wonderful, wonderful night, the greatest night of the entire year, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power and decree and special virtue. Subhanallah, how many adjectives can we use to describe this night? The Quran eloquently describes it as a night better than 1,000 nights. And yes, we speak about Laylatul Qadr, but also let's not forget how special the last 10 nights of Ramadan are in and of themselves, because Allah created the nights and raised in rank the last 10 nights of Ramadan and made it special night. So a season of worship within a season of worship. And obviously I highlighted that it's from the greatest of gifts, because no doubt from the greatest of gifts as well, in terms of the gifts that Ramadan gifts us, is freedom from the hellfire. And no doubt these nights provide for us ample opportunity to achieve that as well. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, let's make no mistake. We spoke about Ramadan being a season of worship. The last 10 nights are a season of worship within a season of worship. And no matter the reality of our status during the first 10 of Ramadan and the next, the second 10 of our month, we should not be held back. Whatever has happened, consider it water under the bridge, and consider the last 10 days a means to redeem ourselves for any mishaps during the first 10 and the second 10. It's the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our actions are judged by their endings. And it is also from His mercy that He placed the last, or the special 10 nights of Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr at the end of Ramadan, right? True to this reality that actions are judged by their endings, and Allah will reward us based on the strength of our endings and not the weaknesses of our beginning. So, whatever's happened, do not dwell over it, but rather learn from it. Let us use these moments before the last 10 arrive to assess ourselves, to ask ourselves the important questions, to audit ourselves, to figure out what worked and why things worked, what failed, why did they fail, and make sure that we tweak those processes to ensure that we don't take the failures or the processes that led to failures into our last 10 as well. In our quest to search for the night of power, decree and virtue. In terms of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during the first 20 days of Ramadan, he would sleep at night and he would worship at night. But during the last 10, brothers and sisters in Islam, he would tighten his belt, stay awake throughout the night worshipping Allah, and even wake up his family. Subhanallah. What does tightening the belt mean? Meaning he would stay away from his family and he would take it seriously, right? It's how we would say roll up our sleeves. He took it seriously, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was one whose sins were all forgiven. He's our best example. He was teaching us what is required from us during this period to come. It's only 10 nights, brothers and sisters in Islam. Let us kick out all these excuses, I'm busy and so on. We will always, always be busy. Even when the angel of death arrives, trust me, brothers and sisters in Islam, we will have things that needed to be done and we couldn't do. We were busy because we needed to do those things. The angel of death doesn't wait for us to clear our task lists and empty our calendars. Those processes get passed on to those who inherit our wealth after us. May Allah preserve us in His obedience. So put the busy excuse aside, and I have a principle. We're never ever too busy to do the things that are important. So make the last 10 important, and inshallah you will find time to make it a special 10. We're at the last stretch almost. May Allah forgive our first our mistakes in the first 20. May He accept our first 20, and may He inspire us to be the best version of ourselves during the last 10. Pray for me, my parents, my family, my teachers, my students, my colleagues in the da'wah, those who are ill, those who have passed away. Pray for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at large, as you pray for yourselves, your parents, your families, and your loved ones. I love you all for the sake of Allah, and I look forward to each and every one of you receiving the full rewards of the last 10 of Ramadan, which includes receiving the rewards of the night of power and freedom from the hellfire. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. And I wish you to have the same thoughts for me. Jazakumullahu khairan. Until next time, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.